The plan says the area can accommodate a population increase of 7,000 and over 2,800 new residential units and 8,000 new workers. That's despite concerns from the National Road Authority, who claim this will lead to unacceptable levels of congestion at the Mahon interchange. Last night's decision to adopt the draft plan came after more than an hour of debate, which resulted in councillors allowing for employment and business technology uses of up to 15,000 square metres on Jacob's Island. This vote came despite a recommendation from traffic experts that office development should be concentrated in the central Mahon area. City Manager Tim Lucy said massive investment in public transport infrastructure would be critical if the area was to survive during the lifetime of the plan. The new proposals are set to go on display in the coming weeks, and the public will be able to examine them and offer feedback before the final plan's adopted. Aideen Donnelly, Cork's Red FM.